In 2016, choreographer-dancer Alice Shepard and artist-design researcher Sarah Hendren had a conversation about their mutual interest in ramps, and the magic began. Alice had founded the dance company Kinetic Light to produce work on a stage-sized ramp described below. Sarah had an ongoing research interest in movement and play and ramps and urban design. We'd like to introduce you to some of the parts of our collaboration together. Our work is part dance performance, part critical architecture, and part community events. Our spatial and movement practices interrogate the expressive, functional, and political affordances of the inclined plane. The movement. Alice Shepard. In Simi Linton's documentary Invitation to Dance, the Guggenheim ramp symbolizes the stakes of wheeled movement. The interior ramp of the museum is not an access ramp, but rather an architectural artifact, an artistic object that surfaces the aesthetics and politics of movement pleasure. The freedom of the central, sculpted ramp casts in sharp relief the functional, prohibitive, and inhibitive design of access ramps. Linton's message to the dance and the art worlds is clear. There is new movement to be discovered. Disabled movement is both aesthetically original and deeply political. There is a direct relationship between disability, architecture, art, and the social and political understandings of movement and mobility. Lived experience as a wheelchair user has taught me, Alice, both the personal significance and cultural insignificance of access ramps. I appreciate being able to enter a building even as I notice how the mechanisms of my entry restrict my movement, discriminate against me by offering separate and unequal access, thereby refusing equal participation in our social, aesthetic, and civic life. I also know, as a queer person of color, how legislated restrictions on my mobility and normative social prescriptions of movement inhibit my freedom. In the past, I have resisted these limitations by architecting my private home spaces as places of sensory and kinesthetic pleasure. I enjoy my home. Now, my performance and choreographic practices question in public our normalized assumptions of racialized disabled movement. I acknowledge an acute need to publicly embody movement freedom and perform kinesthetic pleasure as a means of starting a new conversation around the intersection of race, disability, and movement. I have ridden the ramps of the High Museum in Atlanta and the Niteroi Contemporary Art Museum. In Invitation to Dance, I dance my way up and down the Guggenheim. I see the inclined plane as a provocation that urges us to think about the value of surface in dance, the aesthetics of wheels and movement, the politics of wheels and movement in particular, and the cultural practices of movement and mobility. The aesthetic and political urgency of my desire to dance on a ramp led to a collaboration with artist-design researcher Sarah Hendren, whose artistic practice is known in the disability art and culture world for designs that enable the fullest expression of disability.